And now we come to our first feature. A new investment of £8 million means the University of East Anglia researchers can pursue innovative science into the mortality of marine microorganisms and their effect on climate change. It's a little technical, but very topical, so we hope it's of interest to you. Here is Jane Pratt to read the article.
With the United Nations COP26 Climate Change Conference in Glasgow next month, the University of East Anglia, UEA, has been selected to lead one of the five innovative new government-funded research projects that should push the boundaries of science and help us understand key questions of environmental and earth science. The Natural Environment Research Council, NERC, has invested a total of £8 million in the projects as part of a unique pilot scheme called Pushing the Frontiers to fund high-risk and innovative science. It is the first time the NERC has launched a scheme of this kind. The scheme consists of a series of ambitious studies, each tackling fundamental questions about the Earth and our environment. It aims to facilitate truly adventurous and ambitious science and exploit new technologies and approaches. Researchers at UEA, led by Professor Corinne Le Quéré from the School of Environmental Sciences, will investigate the limits of stability of the Earth's marine ecosystems using modelling on a scale never undertaken before. Marine microorganisms live on the ocean surface, and once they die or are eaten, their organic matter sinks to the bottom of the sea. This is a vital process in regulating our climate. Understanding the causes of mortality of microorganisms and the roles of viruses, microplastics, and early life cycles is critical. Organisms' lifespans are very short, and changes in mortality can have a substantial impact on marine ecosystems. Yet, mortality processes have received little attention so far. Professor Le Quéré said, using data from new technology, such as the imaging of ocean plankton, we will be able to develop and use a global ecosystem model to better understand how marine ecosystems are affected by things like climate change, ocean acidification, microplastic pollution, and pressure from fisheries, and test the limits of their stability under extreme conditions. Robin Thomas, Associate Director of Research and Skills at NERC, said, "These highly innovative research projects could advance our understanding of fundamental questions in environmental and earth science and lead to important scientific breakthroughs. The grants are the outcome of an exciting new pilot scheme to encourage and fund some of the UK's most exceptional environmental scientists to lead more risky and transformational research. Norwich Research Park has established itself as a world-leading centre for research into climate change, and being selected to run these prestigious projects only goes to underline the recognition it has gained in this area."
Thank you, Jane.